You couldn't have picked a worse day or a better day to discuss this big issue.
That's Senator Shizawa, darkly joking about the smog outside the Capitol building yesterday at a press conference for the Clean Air Caucus. The event was held to unveil the group's agenda for the 2017 legislative session. Representative Patrice Arendt spoke on the group's past successes and its continuing bipartisan efforts to address air quality.
And in the past three legislative sessions, we have passed more clean air legislation than we had in the history of our state. Our air quality is improved, but we need to do a lot more. Today, we're going to talk about some of the many clean air bills and appropriations that have been proposed for this year. As we speak, I keep hearing about more bills, and just because we are behind in getting them drafted, they're not all on the list yet. We are learning about new ones every single day. And also, the list may be a little shorter this year, and that's because we've passed so many bills the past few years.
Arendt lamented Utah's recent bout with poor air quality, children kept inside for recess, and the health challenges of those with asthma while holding up her own inhaler. The members of the Clean Air Caucus also discussed proposed air quality initiatives currently working their way through the legislature. Among them are bills aimed to replace diesel school buses, build electric vehicle infrastructure, increase availability of consumer renewable energy options, and funding to replace obsolete air quality monitors. Arendt is confident in the legislature's ability to address air quality, but says the biggest hurdle to maneuver this session is budgetary.
There's always a challenge, particularly with respect to funding, because we don't have a lot of new funds this year and everybody's competing. As I said, I'm on public ed appropriations. The needs there are dramatic. Health and Human Services, the needs are dramatic. We're all competing for funds.
For more on air quality issues and continuing coverage of the 2017 legislative session, visit us online at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Justin Prather in Salt Lake City.